Hey friends and intercessors, this is Greg Dietering talking to you from Buenos Aires, Argentina. I arrived here on October 3rd after some great meetings with some new friends in Dallas, Texas. Got some things in order here for about a week. Ed Reiser was supposed to meet me down here. His aunt, who's been like a mother to him, died that day, which was a big disappointment for me that he wasn't able to come down here, and I know a big disappointment for him. Then I was supposed to go into Uruguay, and a leader of the denomination was coming down to pick me up, and that day the highways were shut down between here in Argentina, major highways, which was a real freak thing to happen, and it all happened over a big disagreement over a paper plant that's being put in Uruguay by Finland. Interesting that Finland, Uruguay, and Argentina are all places I consider key bases for the church and key places that Robert and I have been sent to. Just like it says in 2 Thessalonians 2:18, Paul speaking, he says, "Therefore we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us." He hindered. There was a reason he was hindering, because when I finally made it into Uruguay, I had to take the ferry across between Buenos Aires and Colonia, which is a town on the big delta side of Uruguay. The pastor picked me up with he and his wife. We went into Paysandú, which is the second largest city in Uruguay, about 120,000. And God did great things that night. Friday the 13th was our lucky night. God responded. One of the things that really stuck out was I knew that there was somebody that had a hurrying back and ended up being the guy that was hosting me at his house. Had been fighting back problems for a long time. From that night on, he's had zero pain in his back. So he invited me and whoever wants to come back with me anytime to come in. He said, "The house is mine." So it's interesting to see how God gives you favor with different people by doing different things that only He can do. Anyway, we had two meetings Saturday, and two more meetings Sunday. These were all at three different congregations. God gave a whole lot of words, touched a whole lot of people, a lot of stuff that I just sat back and watched God do. But it was pretty neat. The people received the message. The main thing was the main leaders received the message. Did a whole lot of talking with the leaders about how they need to make a horizontal church and get away from the vertical church structure. And I think they were all very convinced. And one of them, the main leader that came down and started this new denomination, told me that from now on, if you're not involved in a small group in his church, you're actually not going to their church. So they're making pretty big strides away from the vertical, where he's saying that nothing seems to be happening and there's a major roof over the whole church in the city, a lot of division, but I see the healing happening now, and I see, you know, how God's going to use this trip and others to come to really join the church together in that city, and I believe it's going to be a highlight that's going to stick out in Uruguay. I've got 4 days to prepare before I head down by plane to Comodoro Rivadavia, which is about a three-hour plane trip south from here, where I'm going to meet Yvonne. Yvonne Vargas has been our main contact down in southern Argentina. He will be traveling and ministering with me for about 10 days in several cities, where he called in a period of 2 days, said that every single one of us, of them, received us with great favor for whichever night we wanted to be there, anytime during the week, during the weekend, they would set up special meetings. So it sounds like God has prepared the path for that in a great way. And then Robert Johnson will be meeting us in Rio Gallegos, which is about 500 miles south of Comodoro Rivadavia. From there, we will take off and go into Chile. But we'll be able to talk about more of that on upcoming newsletters. But check the internet for the schedule of what's going on with me, with Yvonne, with Robert. Everything will be posted approximately where we're going to be. It's pretty well, it seems to be God's lining up things and making them pretty solid this trip, so I think it will be pretty much sticking to the schedule. But thank you very much for praying. If you could see everything that's happening, and fortunately I didn't have somebody to take videos so far, but we will have some videos for later, so we'll have stuff to show you of how God is sovereignly touching these people and responding to the fact that we're working in harmony as a body of Christ team of brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen.